Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all number one songs on various musical charts from the 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Commodores, the Undisputed Truth, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, David Ruffin, and Rare Earth. Well, first up this half hour, a great song in the post-Diana Ross era with the Supremes, Stone Love, right here on Motown.
Stone Love.
Been out there searching so very long, baby, searching to find somebody just like you. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you
take my hand?
Memory from the Undisputed Truth. A great song, Smiling Faces Sometimes, that reached number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Before that, the Commodores. This one's a pretty tune, just to be close to you. Number one in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1976. And we started with the Supremes, Stone Love, number one in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom. And for this hour, we continue to feature all songs that reached number one on various musical charts from the 1970s. Well, coming up, another great song, this time by Gladstone and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman. Well, If I Were Your Woman was written by Pam Sawyer, Clay McMurray, and Gloria Jones, and it was produced by Clay McMurray. It was released in late 1970 from the album of the same title by Gladstone and the Pips, and it spent 1 week at number one on the best-selling soul singles chart in January of 1971. It also was successful in the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart, peaking at number nine. There have been various musical cover versions of this song, most notably by Stephanie Mills, and her version peaked at number 19 on the Hot Black singles chart in 1988. Well, here is Gladstone and the Pips, If I Were Your Woman, right here on Motown.
You'd have no other woman. You'd be weak as a lamb if you had the strength to walk out that door. My love would overrule my sense, and I'd call you back for more. If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man. She tears you down, darling. Says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling.
Pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall. You're like a diamond.
Shining.
But she treats you like glass. Yet you beg her to love you. But me, you don't.
If I were your woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
if I were your woman,
Number one smash hit by Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin, reaching number one in the United States pop charts from 1972. Before that, Diana Ross's number one, I'm Still Waiting, number one in the Blue and Blues charts from 1972. And we started with Gladys Knight and her Pips, If I Were Your Woman, number one in the pop charts from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this balance of the hour, we're featuring two more songs that reached number one on different musical charts from the 1970s. Well, coming up, a classic tune by David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love. Well, Walk Away From Love was produced by Van McCoy, and it was written by Charles Kipps. And it was number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues Singles Charts for 1 week in early 1976. It was David's only number one Rhythm and Blues chart, and only one of two top 10 hits for him. The other one was The Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me, peaking at number 9. The producer of this song, Van McCoy, had a great hit in the 1970s, also with a great dance tune called The Hustle. Well, here is David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love, right here on Motown.
Take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. Understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those arms you got around me will let me go someday, and I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So leave it.
Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real,
Rare Earth with Get Ready on the Rare Earth record label, a subsidiary of the Motown record label. And that song reached number one in Canada in 1970. And we start with David Ruffin's Walking Away from Love, number one in the United States Rhythm Blues charts of 1976. Well, this hour will feature some great songs, all reaching number one on various musical charts, all from the 1970s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.